In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As you noticed, we are praying today the first readings, the readings of the first Sunday of Kiyak, and still we are still in the last day of Hatur. That because the Christmas will come this year on Monday, so we have 3 days preparing for the Christmas, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So we have just 3 Sundays in Kiyak. So the church took the last Sunday of Hatur to be the first one of Kiyak to have 4 Sundays Kiyak as usual. So we are celebrating today the first week of the Coptic month Kiyak. And as we said, all the reading today from the beginning, the epistle of St. Paul, the beginning of the epistle to the Romans, the Catholic Epistle, the beginning of the Epistle of St. James, and the Book of Acts, the beginning of the Book of Acts, and the Gospel of St. Luke, the beginning of the Gospel of St. Luke. So, we are celebrating the new beginning that the Lord gave us through His incarnation. I just want to speak in 4 points. The first point, who is Jesus Christ? In the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, he defined the Lord Jesus Christ and he said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, that is my identity. Paul, the servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scripture, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. And he said after this, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh. So who is Jesus Christ? He is the Son of God and he is the Son of man. That's the mystery which was revealed to us. I want to ask you a question. Suppose that you are living in a very cold space. Very cold room, very cold place. And I gave you an icon or a very nice picture to a fire. Can this icon give you heat or light? Or not? Again. Suppose that you are living in a very cold room. And I gave you a very nice picture to a fire. Can this picture give you heat or light or not? Yes. Why no? That's the correct answer, but why? That is a picture of a fire. But why it will not give you heat or light? Why? It's a picture. It is not a real fire. How can you differentiate between the real fire and the picture of a fire? The real fire must give heat and light. Is that true? Do you want to have a real God or just an image of a God? If we are worshipping a real God, the real God must give light and heat. The light, His Son, and the heat, His Spirit. Thanks to God, He is a living God. We are worshipping a living God, not an image of God, not an icon. But a real God. He gave birth to His Son and His Spirit. And both the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are different, 3 persons, but in one Godhead. The same like the family. Every family, we have 1 family, but 3 persons in 1 family. The Father, the Mother, the sons, or the daughters. That represent the icon of Trinity. So God revealed His mystery. The Father has a Son and has a Spirit. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He is the Son of man according to the flesh. He is fully divine, and He is fully human. And by a great mystery, He took our nature to be His, to give us a chance to share His nature and His glory. Thanks God for this. That is the first point. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the Son of God, who is one of His Father in glory. And He is the Son of man. He is equal to me according to our human nature. And He is equal to His Father. That is the first point. The second point, He came for us and for our salvation. According to the Gospel of St. Luke, Zacharias the priest, he went to the temple as usual. As usual. But once he was offering the incense, the angel of God appeared to him. And he said, Zacharias, the Lord heard your prayer. And he will give you gladness and joy and happiness. He want to bring you to enjoy your life, to have happiness and to have joy in your life. He will give you John. And not only will enjoy his happiness, but he chose you to give joy and happiness to your family, Elizabeth, and to the all the people of Israel, and to the all the whole world. He came not for himself, he came for us, for our salvation. He came to give us happiness and joy. He came to change us. Can you try to make a comparison between Zacharias just before entering to the temple and after receiving the message? Completely different. The temple here represents the Lord Himself. The temple is the place in which God and man can meet each other, with each other. The temple is an example to the Lord Himself, the incarnation of the Logos. In Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, our life can be changed. Believe in this. The first point, who is Jesus Christ? He is the Son of God. And He is the Son of Man. The second point, He came for us. He came for me, especially. He came for Zacharias, especially. And He came for you, especially. And He came for your salvation. The third point, what is my role? How can I accept the incarnation of the Logos? There is a very nice word the Holy Spirit said about the service of Zacharias. He said, and it was as soon as the days of his service were completed that he departed to his own house. If you want to have a change in your life and in your family, if you want to enjoy happiness and gladness in this very hard time, the only way to accept the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can I accept the salvation practically? St. Paul said, believe in this. And practically, the only one who can give us the icon of Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to change us the same. Like Saint Mary accepted the Holy Spirit and said, I accept this. The Holy Spirit start working in Saint Mary to give her the Lord Jesus Christ living in her womb. And through having the Lord Jesus Christ, she will have a deep relation with the Father, because the only one who is one of the Father and one of us is the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us make it easy. The Holy Spirit is the one who can change us. And that is only when we say we accept this. And that is unfortunately not by mouth, not by my tongue. It is only by actions. You must serve. You must be the servant. As we saw today in the gospel, in the book of St. Paul to the Roman, he identified himself, Paul, I am the servant of Jesus Christ. St. James, he identified himself, James, the servant of Jesus Christ. Without identifying yourself and myself, I am the servant of Jesus Christ, then you are not having your true identity. How can I serve? It is very nice when the Holy Spirit said about Zacharias, after he completed his service, he returned back to his own house. That is our dream. That is the day we are waiting for, to complete our service here and to return back to our own house. Here is not our own house. We are strangers here. But to have this icon and to have this nice future, you must complete your service. You must have your responsibility toward four directions. The first toward yourself. Zacharias took the responsibility toward himself. He went to the temple very early, come to the church very early. He offered the incense in front of the Lord. He burned the incense. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice in the front, in the sight of the Lord. Offer yourself. And he prayed for many years. And one day, he came to the church as usual. But on this day, his eyes were opened. And for the first time, he saw the angel of the Lord and he changed his life. He gave his a new vision and a new message. You have a responsibility toward yourself and then toward your family. Zacharias, when the Lord changed him and it changed his life, Zacharias went back to his family and he brought happiness and joy to his wife Elizabeth. And that is the same. As you know, the liturgy is two parts. The first part is the easiest one. When we came to the liturgy just to be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. But the difficult part of the liturgy is to go away and to sanctify the whole world. Yes, you will be here in touch with the Lord Jesus Christ to receive his salvation. And you must go away and to save in everyone. You have a responsibility toward your family. And thirdly, you have a responsibility toward your church. In that day, Zacharias cannot be able to give sermons or to give any speech to his people, to the people of God. But he blessed them in a new way, without telling one word. He blessed all the congregation through having new connection, a new relationship with the heavens. So have your relationship and your responsibility toward the church. And finally, toward the whole world. The Lord prepared the whole world for his coming through John the Baptist, the fruit of Zacharias and Elizabeth. You have a mission toward the whole world. We are now in the Christmas time. Prepare yourself to bring happiness and joy to everyone in Jesus Christ. You have many senior homes in your area. You have many hospitals in your area. Practice to be the servant of Jesus Christ. The last point, apply this practically in the liturgy. Today, we are not just commemorating the story of Zacharias and how he received the good tidings and good glad tidings from the angel, but we are living this story. Today, every one of us is Zacharias, and this is the temple of God. And the angels around us now. This is the time to pray and to offer your prayers and believe that your prayers, the Lord will accept the prayers and he will hear your prayers. This is the time to offer your incense to the Lord and to ask the Lord, I'm coming today to the church, maybe just to receive the communion as usual and to go in peace. But I want this liturgy to be a different point in my life. Lord, I want you to open my eyes, open my mind, open my heart, open my understanding to receive my mission and to practice my sharing with you and to enjoy my salvation in you. Who is Jesus Christ? He is the Son of God and he is the Son of man. Second, he came for us and for our salvation. Third, my rule is to be his servant, not by mouth, by my actions toward myself, my family, my church, and my community. And finally, this is the day. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him. O Lord, save us. O Lord, straighten our way. Blessed be the Lord with His Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.